the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. The golf show this morning is show number 664. It's all a part of our original It's Your Business series. Golf, as you know, is bigger business this year. Not only has the Austed franchise moved to a 10th store, Golf Addiction is featured in Sioux Falls, Fargo, and it seems like simulators everywhere. Golf Etcetera is doing club-by-club bag business and bragging about how they take the rest of us to the cleaners every week. Randy Dierheim has Elements on 8th and is speaking to classes about the book he wrote, She Said One. Dr. Max is 30-plus years in the business at Reinecke Chiropractic. Dr. Tim Lee Burton gets his specialty orthopedic clinics basically designed to get you in 24 hours. So that's our cast of characters. Dave Austed, with the weather the way it was sort of in protective custody last week. He was offering Dave's loss as your win sale through Sunday, called the Weather Stinks Sale. Was so bad. Tuesday, I received a note from Dave said, sending pickings from a Gulf island where the weather is great. With no Dave Austed, we went to Plan B. Who in golf last week from South Dakota made us proud? Just one name, Kim Kaufman. Clark, South Dakota golfer, who started at the age of 4 and on a 9-hole course. By the time she was a senior at Texas Tech, was named Golf Week's NCAA Player of the Year. Last week, in only her second start on the LPGA, that's the LPGA Tour, she finished 4th in North Texas, just behind Michelle Wee. This morning, she is joining us. She is in South Carolina. She's not driving. She's talking to us. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. You know, you've got exemptions through the end of 2014. Does that mean you're buying more dinners? You're having more fun? What's it mean?
I think it does mean I'm buying more dinners. I'm trying to have more fun, but right now I'm just playing. I have lots of weeks ahead of me of playing, but that's good. It's going to be a great opportunity for me.
Well, we're so proud of you, too. I was coming in, and a guy who has family in Clark, South Dakota, said, you got to talk to her, you know, and it was like, you're the most important thing that's ever happened to Clark, South Dakota.
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely appreciate it. I know everyone's really excited, so it's been pretty fun.
You know, from talking with you just a few minutes this morning, Kim, your history at Texas Tech in the Symetra Tour sets you up for your finish in North Texas. You were telling me that at Texas Tech, they hadn't had an LPGA golfer since the 80s?
Yeah, Lori Brower played at Tech, and you know, I'm not sure when she retired from the tour, but it was probably the 80s, maybe early 90s, and now she teaches in Lubbock. But it's been a long while, so I know they're all really excited down at Tech as well. So it's been fun from Tech and from Clark and from everywhere. I've heard so many great things, so it's been exciting.
All right, so you're off of the LPGA this week, but you're in South Carolina next week. What about the majors, with the fact that you're now, I think, 54th on the money list? I told you you're at like 68,000. You probably spent 72,000 in meals, people thinking you needed to take care of you.
Pretty much.
What's your major status now?
I believe I'll get into the Wegmans because that goes off the money list. And if you really make it doesn't take a lot of money to get into the Wegmans. The British Open, I have applied for, and I'm thinking I will get into the British. And then the Evian, we haven't looked into yet much. They're all kind of a little bit different criteria, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you play well and you're high on the money list, like, you're going to get it. So, you know, for the next couple of weeks, the goal is just keep playing well, and then, you know, hopefully everything will work out.
As it sunk in, you were one stroke behind Michelle Wee. You beat 70 other pros who made the cut. Lexi Thompson, Suzanne Pedersen, Natalie Gobus, Julie Engster?
No, I don't think it has. You know, I honestly haven't. I didn't even look at the leaderboard that closely. I took a flight to Orlando, and I I drove up to South Carolina on Monday, but it is weird. I played with Suzanne on Saturday, which was probably the best pairing I've had in my career so far. And I think we tied on Saturday, and then, you know, I did notice on Sunday that I ended up, I think, a shot ahead of her, which was kind of surreal. It was kind of cool. You know, you don't expect to really go out in your first time and maybe beat someone that you've, you know, idolized since you were a kid. So it is cool. I probably haven't sunk in yet, no.
You know, it was just 2 weeks ago, Randy Dierheim and I were having lunch, and we were talking about, we need to do something for this Kim from Clark, South Dakota, who's on the PGA Tour. Maybe we could do a charity bus trip past the hat while we're on a tour down to the Prairie Club in Nebraska. And Randy is joined us right now. He would just tell me how hard you work here, and he wants to kind of jump in. Do you mind?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, good morning, Kim. You're surrounded by friends here in South Dakota, and we're so proud of you. And having played your home course in Clark, being able to hit that ninth green at your home course, Las Colinas, probably looked like a dance floor for you. But, you know, I get
it
to see
did,
you.
Yes.
I get to see you most frequently when you're, you know, when you're practicing, and you're a big practicer, and I know that's a big part of success. And clearly on 18 on Sunday, that putt you made and all that practice that you put into putting paid off. It jumped you into a whole different money category. Maybe you can just talk about practicing and how important that is.
It definitely did. I mean, I know everyone who was watching the Golf Channel, I know they, you know, made a comment about how much that putt was worth. And, you know, of course, I didn't know that. I knew it was worth something, but to me it was, you know, a four-footer. But thankfully I have made, like, you have seen me out of Prairie Green, I have made a million four-footers every summer for the last, you know, 10 years. And I think that's just where it really pays off. So to me to step up there was, you know, it really was no big deal. I just kind of did what I always do, and I knew I had practiced that so many times that, you know, I could probably make it in my sleep. So it is, and it's all those hours that you put out there that, you know, kind of lead you to that moment when you know that you can do it, then you know you have success. So that was a really big moment for me, I think.
The other thing we talk about on this golf show, Kim, is we talk about perseverance and kind of rolling with the punches. And as you played that final round on Sunday and you had a bogey and you know, get to the next tee, How do you bounce back, and what's your mental preparation to get ready to play that next shot?
That's a great question, because you're right. I mean, I didn't have the greatest start, and I've been in the first hole, but the thing about the last day was it was going to get windy. The wind was picking up, and, you know, living in Lubbock for a few years and playing, I knew that if I could shoot even or, you know, one under, even one over, it was going to be a good round. So my mentality going into the day was just, you know, just one shot at a time and just to grind it out. I mean, at the end of the day, 73 is better than a 74, and a, you know, 71 is better than a 72. So I was just going to try and not give up, you know, any shots, and just, you know, there's so many holes to play. And at the end of the day, you know, I birdied 10 and 18 and shoot 200 on the back, and it just, you know, probably gave me 20 or 30 swaps. So I just really stuck to my game plan to go one shot at a time.
We're making 2014 kind of the year of the golfer. You now become the queen of the making 2014 the year of the golfer. The Great Life movement that they have, which is trying to pass the torch to the new generation, and the number of nine-hole courses that have been added to Great Life, that's the first thing I thought of when I read about your nine-hole course when you started playing at age four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Clark is you know, a pretty modest nine-hole track, but for me it was, you know, probably the greatest place I could have grown up and played. I mean, if you have kids that want to play golf, you don't want to go out there and have to make a tee time and, you know, be in front of a foursome of guys. I mean, that's just never going to work out. So for me and my sister who played, you know, my dad, we'd go out there whenever we wanted and just go round and round. And I mean, for sure, it's one of the, you know, it's where I learned to play and, you know, why I think I'm being successful, because I was able to spend so much time out there. So it's great. Nine-hole courses are probably overrated in, you know, the scheme of golf.
Well, and one of the goals you mentioned to me was that if you can stay in the top 80 in the LPGA, that it gets you 6 weeks in Asia, which seemed very important to me and would be a long ways from Clark, South Dakota.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, so if you're in the top 60 at the end of the year on the money list, they do a six-week stretch in Asia, and it's kind of like a bonus for the players. You know, only 60 players are playing, so there's no cut. You're going to play 4 days, and, I mean, pretty much everything is taken care of. And obviously just a great experience. Like, I love to travel as well, which is, you know, one of the reasons I love this job. So to go to Asia would be pretty good opportunity. So that's kind of, you know, like I told you earlier, I'm, you know, focused on the next couple of weeks here. But for a long-term goal, that's definitely on the radar for the end of the summer.
All right. The other thing that we do each week with our so-called experts in the show are pick the golf event of the week. We don't have an LPGA event, but we're going to start picking you every week that you're playing. Okay. Is that okay?
Perfect. That's great.
The Players is a big event. It's not the fifth major, but most people kind of look at it that way. Give us three or four names you think will do well this week.
All right. Yeah, I looked at the list. I got Lee Westwood playing well. I have Jordan Spieth playing well. Coming off the match, I think he's going to play well. I got Jim Furyk is going to play well. He's always a solid player in big events. So those are my three.
You know, you did that a lot better than we do. So you must be playing golf for a living now.
I must be.
Well, we congratulate you, Kim. Kim Kaufman, who finished fourth last week on the LPGA in North Texas. Your other start this year that you won some money was Hawaii, correct?
Yes, Hawaii was my very first event 2 weeks ago, which was a lot of fun, too.
If people want to follow you, a website, Twitter, how can they encourage you along the road?
Yes, I would love to. Actually, Curly, I was writing a blog when you called me. I write a blog. It's just KimKaufmanGolf.com. I update it pretty often. You can see my results on there. I post photos. I try to do a good job to keep people updated. So KimKaufmanGolf.com or at KimKaufmanGolf on Twitter. Both of those will keep you pretty up to date.
All right. And we will hopefully hear from you as we go through the season. We'll be praying for you, pulling for you. We're going to get out and practice more, though, because you've set the bar a little higher. Kim Kaufman.
All right. That sounds good.
Congratulations on a great start and making us all proud in South Dakota.
Way to go, Kim.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
When we come back, Mr. Dierheim will be here, the author. Randy Dierheim. She said one. He was talking to classes yesterday. We'll see what he has to say about fresh air, blue skies, and friends as well. Well, Randy Dierheim has become a real spirit of our It's Your Business golf show. Pinnacle Restaurants, Elements on 8, Callaway, Trey Foley wrote the book She Said One, and he provides the tie between golf life on each of our shows. How'd you like the life we started with this morning with Kim Kaufman?
You know, I'm really excited for Kim. And, again, I get to see her a lot through the course of the past summer. So she's a huge practicer. I see her at Willow Run with Todd Kolb. I'll see her on the putting green, like I said, at Prairie Green, and I get to chat with her. But, you know, we haven't had a pro in South Dakota since Chris Cheddar, so we're going back to the mid-'80s. It's almost like Texas Tech. So great for Kim. I mean, great for South Dakota. And, again, great for Clark. They got to be really proud of Kim.
And we'll try to get that blog information as well so you can follow along with her. That could be a fun thing for us to do in South Dakota. Fresh air, blue skies, friends, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, I just spent the weekend actually on a little golf mini tour. We're going to talk about my experience at Mankato today, too. But I went off on Friday and played in Oak Grove, Minnesota, with a great buddy of mine, Matt Wyseth, who lives in that area, that I wound my way over to Chippewa Falls and hooked up with my friend Pat Skinner. And then I ended on Monday in Owatonna with Jim Ketwig. And my common bond with these guys goes back to the 80s in Pipestone, Minnesota, when I had my own brief radio career. And as I played through the weekend, I couldn't help but think, you know, how lucky are we, first of all, just to be together, the friendships that we've made, the friendships that we've maintained, the fact that we share a common bond in golf, which is fun in itself, and just celebrating what we have each day. It's actually one of the core principles of my book, She Said One, where you just take each day, you live it to its fullest, you enjoy what you have, you enjoy what you've been blessed with. And coming off of just a remarkable weekend, you know, the weather was decent, spring weather, and I thought, you know what, it doesn't really get much better than this. And actually the score that I got, which I played okay over the weekend, was almost irrelevant. You know, there gets to be the point where sure competitive juices kick in, but when you're with friends, when you're celebrating what you have and you're enjoying a sport that you love, it really can't get much better than that.
Another nice story over the weekend, J.B. Holmes, who had brain surgery a year or two ago, wins the first time since 08.
Yeah, look at this guy. I mean, talk about perseverance. Talk about stick-to-itiveness. J.B. Holmes is the poster child for that, having come through the health issues that he's had. And I admire and I give the PGA a lot of credit for the exemptions that they give these guys to let them come back from some catastrophic you know, injuries like that. Aaron Oberholzer is another guy that I look at that I like. He's had more, less severe, you know, issues than JB has had. But, yeah, look at JB Holmes winning this event. Again, he's set himself up pretty well for the future of his golf career. Hopefully he maintains his health. But it just shows you that you stick with it. You know, keep fighting through. You keep battling, and it pays off in the end.
You spoke to a different audience yesterday.
I had a really good day yesterday with your daughter and her classes at Loyola Catholic High School in Mankato. I actually spoke to four religion classes, juniors and seniors, about my book. Valerie had put together an incredible study guide. In fact, when I looked at the study guide, I told the students, I said, you probably know my book better than I do, because they really had to dig deep into it. But they were very attentive. They asked great questions. It was fun for me to explain how that process worked. And, yeah, it was just fun. And it was a culmination of a great road trip. And I had played golf with my friends. And I told them, I said, you know, my being here today with you is just another example of another great day lived.
Well, and I know that it gives you something that you could speak to other schools now that you got a study guide, you know.
Yeah, I mean, O'Gorman, I can't believe O'Gorman won't call me next now that they know that another Catholic high school in a state, you know, adjacent to us has read the book. They probably need to jump on that train too.
I think we need to give them the Randy Dierheim number after the show. All right, the Players is this week, Randy, and it, I had you down as winning the event last week. I looked at the wrong line.
Yeah, that was like that was a temporary moment of insanity on your part, I think. But, you know.
Not temporary.
I've dug ongoing into the well here in the last couple of weeks. I've given people more credit than they probably deserve. So I went with some true rock stars this week. Hopefully I do better than I've been doing in the past. But Bubba Watson leads me off as my A player. Matt Kuchar's on the bench. For B's, I've got Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson. Jordan Spieth, who Kim likes as well, is on the bench as a B, as is Dustin Johnson. And C is Pat Perez with Sergio Garcia on the bench. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed and hoping I have a little bit of a redemption in my weekly picks.
With Kim Kaufman, I'm not surprised she picked another Texan, Jordan Spieth,
Texan. It's hard not to like Jordan, and it's probably even harder for Kim not to like Jordan.
I would think so. Good work helping us talk to Kim this morning. We'll see how your picks do. But thanks for spending time with my daughter and her classes over in Mankato.
It was enjoyable, and thank you, Bill.
Thank you. When we come back, Adam Scott joins us. He's not picking Adam Scott this week. All a part of It's Your Business following Fox Business News. Before we get to Adam Scott this morning, one of the things that's a part of my ritual now, as much as warming up, is resting. Comfort King. Comfort King Factory is something that I found in early part of 2014, and it gives me a good night's sleep. Restless at night, worrying about would everything work well with Rev on the air, with the guest.
What?
With the people that would come in, would I ask them the right questions? And the Comfort King let me sleep like a baby. I'll tell you what, I could go to sleep watching a little TV, and I would go to sleep for 6-7 hours, which was unheard of. The difference? The zero gravity, the power base, the fact that I was comfortable knowing that I would get a good night's sleep. For me, it's a good ROI to have a good night's sleep because, like you, in your business, you have to be ready to roll with the punches, ready to roll with whatever music the Rev might put up or whatever I might hear from the guests.
Why do you keep bringing me up? Am I your worst nightmare?
Oh, heavens no. It used to be. No, that's not the case.
Not now with your new mattress, huh?
The new mattress makes a different Comfort King. Okay. Check with Chris Larson at the factory. It'll make a difference for you. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. In the house, he has more circuits with golf addiction, road trips, simulators, shooting, and golf all under the same roof. Not a bad scenario you have going, young man.
You know, we're working on, you know, that golf addiction atmosphere is being your entertainment atmosphere. So you can come in and just have a burger or a drink and or, you know, come in and shoot or miniature golf or even hit over 50 different golf courses. So when you think of golf addiction, you should be thinking your entertainment venue here in Sioux Falls.
You know, we had Kim Kaufman on earlier from the LPGA, and she's one of the bright lights out of South Dakota, and we're finding more and more of that with people that really have to find a simulator. They have to find help in the wintertime because it's not 12 months out of the year you can play, and golf addiction is perfect.
Yeah, and like she was saying earlier, the amount of practice that she puts into her game, you have that luxury 12 months out of the year of coming into golf addiction and hanging on a simulator. And the best part is we've got one simulator that's our performance sim that gives you high-speed cameras that let you hit on a driving range to learn your club distances and kind of what you're doing in your shot. But then if, you know, you're not a person that can just have somebody tell you what you're doing on your swing, this will give you that visual effect on your swing so you can see what you're doing to see if you can't correct it and improve your game.
Three of the next 5 days are going to be in the 70-plus temperature range. We have not been able to say that in maybe 6 or 8 months, okay? But you have combined a way for people to play indoors, outdoors, and continue to be ready to play even when it's sunshining outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And the plan that we just launched on May 1st has been a big success so far. So with that new monthly membership option here at Golf Addiction, $50 per person gets you unlimited golf and or hunting on the simulator for 30 days. So if you came in here, you'd have 30 days from signing up of just scheduling a tee time and or a time to go on the hunting range and come in and play. If you want to do it for an hour a day or if you want to do it for 5 hours a day, bring some friends. We can introduce them to Golf Addiction, show them kind of what we have to offer, and you guys can have a very inexpensive night out just coming on and playing away and playing over 50 cool different golf courses, including Pebble Beach, or if you're a beginner golf course, we have a course on here with no trees, no water, just to let you get better at the game.
Service clubs have been utilizing your facility, and you've got a bus trip that you've got planned, indoor-outdoor.
We do. So the GA Tour coming up on May 30th. It's only $155 a person, but the best part is we're going to play four different courses. So you'll play 9 holes at Golf Addiction, 9 holes at Central Valley, 9 holes at Wild Oak and Mitchell, 9 holes in Fish Lake Country Club in Plankinton. All of being on a party bus, having some adult beverages, and enjoying a good time with some two-person team and some cash payouts for those winners. Along with that, the Great Life Indoor-Outdoor Tournament, the first one of a series of four of them, will be held on June 7th out at Baker Crossing. So it's a two-person team again, and you'll come in and play 9 holes at Golf Addiction and 9 holes out at Baker Crossing and see how it does from an indoor-outdoor standpoint.
It's a good weekend, too, with the players being front and center to come in, play some golf while you're watching golf, do some shooting, doing whatever you want to do. But, you know, we got to remind you that you were eighth in our 8 players last week at the bottom of the bucket. What's going on with Great Scott?
You know, I would love to say the fact that I've just been so busy at Golf Addiction kind of made my choices and my decisions on the Fantasy Golf League lackluster. But this week's going to be a different story, and like you said earlier, I did leave Mr. Adam Scott on the sideline for my picks this week due to the fact that we're limited to the amount of times we can utilize those awesome individuals. So I've got some picks that are rocking and rolling and will hopefully perform better than last week's performance.
All right, give us those names.
We got Matt Kuchar and Bubba Watson. We've got Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson starting with Zach Johnson and Rory McIlroy on the bench. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how Randy and I kind of mix and match and or put people in or out to see on points because they're the exact same 6 picks. And then my C players, Jimmy Walker and Ryan Palmer on the bench.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, how do they reach you?
You bet. Give us a call at 274-8903. And or just stop in and check us out. We've got a lot going on at Golf Addiction with a newly added pool table, dartboard. We've got a patio that'll be coming soon. And soon to have a Scooter's coffee drive-through shop coming in the parking lot here.
Amazing what you're doing.
Nice.
Great marketing, great work. You're taking care of a lot of people. Adam Scott, John Miller, Golf Addiction, thanks for joining us.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
You bet. Still to come, the Doctors of Golf. Dr. Max Reinecke Chiropractic, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, and the Doctor of Golf Bags. It's your business. Fantasy picks. We'll have Paul Doherty here, who won again last week. Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, joins us. Last week, he was the leading doctor in the clubhouse, just 10 points out of third. Dr. Max is back this morning after a little trip out west.
It's good to be back, Bill. How are you doing today?
What kind of patients have you been seeing lately? You've been in this 30 years.
Well, lately we've been all had one young fellow that started golfing again this year, and he'd had a couple problems over the winter, and all of a sudden, as he put it, he fell apart. And on his sheet, we have a little place, you know, circle where you hurt, and he had about five or six different places circled, and he did fall apart. We're just getting started with him. But otherwise, another fellow in and hadn't seen him since last year, and you get talking, and so you're getting ready for golfing again. And he says, yeah, I figure I better get in and see if it's something I can do. So the listeners out there that there gets to be an age where you wonder, you're slightly older than Bill, and you're wondering, am I going to be able to go out and play this year, you know? And whether you go out and see how it goes or you come in and get tuned up before you go out, we're seeing some people like that just getting ready for the year.
Not all chiropractors are the same.
That's very true. And in fact, this young fellow that was in, we took some x-rays and saw some problems with his back that he kind of put back to a snowboarding injury he had. And I explained why this was going to be a little bit more complicated than he thought. And he was glad to know that it was going to take some work. And I said, too, that it's nice to know what we're working with so that you don't have to put me with your list of, my voice kind of trailed off. And he said, with my list of chiropractors that haven't helped me yet. So you bet. There's a great deal. We're blessed with a lot of chiropractors here in Sioux Falls, and they all do a good job. But if someone's with a chiropractor that isn't getting the job done, it's important not to write off the profession, but to get a second opinion.
So if you're needing that second opinion, how do they find Dr. Max?
335-0880. Give us a call. If you forget the number, in the yellow pages, I'm the only chiropractor named Max. You can find Dr. Max on the web, ReinickeClinic.com. There's lots of ways. Otherwise, if you're heading to Hy-Vee on South Minnesota, you'll see my office just north of their parking lot there.
ARP Wave.
ARP Wave is the specialized therapy that we use. It reduces scar tissue within the muscles, allows the muscles to function like God intended them to, and protects the joints that are causing the pain. A couple other offices in the area that use ARP Wave Neurotherapy, but we've been doing it the longest, and we've got two gals that are really, really great. We would be happy to talk with you about that. And I would, you reminded me, Bill, the ARP Wave therapy has a method of loosening muscles. And any golfer that's on their way out, whether you're going to go hit a bucket of balls or whether you're going to play around, I would encourage you to stop by the office. Call before you come if you can. We'd be happy to loosen you up free of charge. And you'll be amazed how much better your back feels golfing. You'll be amazed how much further your ball travels. It takes about 5 minutes to loosen up the major muscle groups in the body. Makes a big difference. Doesn't last forever, but it'll last you through 18 holes.
Insurance, silent triggers, recovery.
We cover just about every insurance plan we're providers for. If you don't have insurance, we have payment at time of service arrangements. And if someone wants the care they need, we'll find a way to make it work.
Curving time take a long time generally with this?
Most of the time, we can see people the day they call. Sometimes that doesn't work out when we're booked, but you can expect to spend about between a half hour and 45 minutes your first time. Once we get going, if it's just for an adjustment, you should be able to get it in and out in 15 minutes. If you're going to be getting the ARP Wave neurotherapy treatments, that's going to be a little bit more like a half hour, 40 minutes to get your adjustments and your therapy.
Dr. Max from Reinicke Chiropractic, most asked question you're getting?
The most asked question I'm getting is, how long is this going to take?
And you would normally tell them?
I don't know. But,
An honest answer.
I'll do my best, and your body will do the best it can, and we'll keep track of things, and we expect to get about 50% improvement in 2 weeks is a good way to start out.
Makes sense to me. Your picks this week from a guardian angel.
My picks, and he's a pretty sharp guardian angel. Going with Matt Kuchar, and on the bench, Luke Donald. And B players are Brendan DeYoung and Kevin Streelman. On the bench is Zach Johnson, and he'll be sitting there by himself. And my C player, I'm going with the Surge again, Sergio Garcia, with Chris Stroud on the bench.
Sounds like a good look for me. Dr. Tim Lee Burton's been taking notes to see how you're picking him this week.
All right.
So
we'll
see which doc wins.
I wish him luck. Yes.
Dr. Max Reinicke, we appreciate you joining us this week on It's Your Business. And if people need to reach you, they call you at
335-0880. If you don't think there's any room for improvement, give us a call. And whatever the answer is, it'll be honest.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, standing in the wings, ready to come in. He's the other doc in the show when It's Your Business continues.
And we'll represent you.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, is in the studio. We know that you specialize in taking care of people, not putting them off.
We try to see people the same day or the next day. We see people for various problems, whether it's upper extremity, lower extremity, back pain. We've been there for so many people over the last couple of weeks with new injuries as it pertains to golf and getting back into fitness.
Type of surgeries you can share with our listening audience?
Say today I have surgery scheduled. One is a bicep tendon, disruption of someone who tore their bicep tendon just yesterday. They called the office, or his physician called the office, and we were able to get him in yesterday afternoon, and he needs to have surgery. He's scheduled for surgery today. I do knee scopes, or if someone has a hand fracture or even an ankle fracture, we can take care of that too.
So how do they get into your office?
Call 275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics.
Success story. I know you've got some.
I have one in front of me right here next to me. Paul Daugherty. So I'll let him.
Paul who?
Daugherty.
The doctor of bags and clubs?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you do for him? Was it between the ears or was it something else?
Both.
Oh, no. It was in my hand. He fixed my hand.
Okay. Makes sense to me. All right. We're talking over here, but I'm glad that you got a success story, Paul. You know, like you haven't had any in the last 3 weeks.
Are we talking about the fantasy football picks? I thought we were talking about my experience with my finger.
We are talking about the finger. So are you going to be able to fit my wedge any better? What are you going to be able to do?
I tell you what. I called Dr. Lee Burton last week. Actually texted him because I was having pain in my right thumb. I'm a left-handed golfer, so you know that's a critical place.
That's your first problem.
Okay. I'm going to get jabbed today, aren't I? I have to say I was so impressed, though, because I'm very impatient. But I was in a situation this morning where that finger was hurting so bad. He got me in that morning. Had he not gotten me in that morning, I probably would have blown it off. I'm playing golf this afternoon. My hand feels great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hopefully we'll not have to have surgery on it, but that's up to him.
You know, we mentioned a wedge, and I saw a note on Tiger this week that he's hitting a lot of clubs, but he hasn't hit a sand wedge yet. What kind of pressure would they be putting on Tiger, his back, the surgery that he's had, with wedge?
Well, certainly with chipping and with the sand wedge, that's a lot of rotational force going through the lower back. And he certainly doesn't want to, if he isn't allowed with his physicians and with the care that they're expecting of him after having the procedure, this micro discectomy, When you use a wedge, there's rotational forces on the low back, and that's what they're trying to have him stay away from. He can try and putt and do some chipping without rotation, but I think he realizes that if you try to chip without rotating in through the lower back, then you're probably not chipping very well, and you don't want to get into that type of routine. It's hard for me to believe, though, that even without him having chipped yet, that he's going to be ready by the British. I think that's when he said that he's expected to play. I think he might play actually 2 weeks before that at his charity event for his foundation. But that's a long way to go from not just putting to full swings by July.
It's going to be interesting to see how it works. And I'm sure one of the things you would tell people that you see is don't push it too far, because it could have... You're not a golfer full-time if you're listening to this radio show, unless you're Kim Kaufman, who's doing really well on the LPGA Tour. But I would think that you would want to make sure you don't go too fast too soon.
Correct. There was a patient that I saw just last week that had a longstanding, for a couple of years, just pain radiating down her right leg. She was able to deal with it with ibuprofen, Advil, and so on. But she thought that she could just deal with the pain. And we were able to get an MRI showing that she had a large bulging disc impinging on a nerve, and that was her problem. But she had weakness. She had so many other symptoms that she put off. And I don't think any people put off their chronic ailments too long. You should get a diagnosis and be seen.
Ponte Vedra, Florida, the Players. Your picks this week?
I have Ricky Fowler as an A player with Lee Westwood on the bench. Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson as the B players with Jim Furyk and Kevin Streelman on the bench. And I have Sergio Garcia and Jimmy Walker. I think Sergio's going to play well, especially with Tiger not being in the field. I think he'll do well.
And they seem to say that this is the course for that horse this week, is Sergio. So we'll see if they're right with that.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. The doctor of bagology is now with us. Okay, I don't think he has a license for that, but maybe I'm wrong. But he's been working on his doctorate in fantasy picks and the thumb problem that we've talked about just a couple of minutes ago. Last week you win in Charlotte. Okay, we'll give you your due. Your project won. Dave was third. Some guy named Zortman was in between you. I thought I had it won until Sunday, but that's okay. But you've been working with Dr. Lee Burton, just like he worked on your thumb. You talked to him about what was in his golf bag.
Exactly. Worked with both Dave and Dr. Lee Burton. I was just talking to Dr. Lee Burton before the show and asking him how things were working out. He said good, except for he has some swing faults that he's working on now. But I believe he mentioned he has... noticed probably a 5 to 8 yard increase in his irons, which is pretty dramatic.
Yeah. For some reason, and I'm sure it's these shafts.
And there is a reason.
My iron distance has increased by about 7 to 8 yards. And when Paul mentions that we were talking, I'm hitting the ball on the toe this year more than I've ever done before. But even with that, hitting it off on the toe, which is the swing fault, my distance still has increased. So it's kind of scary to think about me hitting the ball in the center of the club face and what that's going to do to the distance. But the shafts certainly made a dramatic difference.
Your procedure, what you do with the club in the back?
It's pretty much the same with everyone, Bill. We have our GPA, our golf performance analysis, which is exactly that. It's a bag analysis. And that's bring your equipment in. We'll spec it out, find out where everything is at. We'll have you hit some shots on our simulator. We'll do some testing to see what yardages each club is in your bag. And then I'll ask a series of questions to find out what you're wanting to accomplish with your game, where you're wanting to take your game. And recommendations are made based on all that information.
And Golf Etc. is in the shadows of O'Gorman High School, which won the city championship.
Yes, they did.
This last weekend. And Maya Brown, who is the daughter of Mark Brown, was the winner by 8 shots.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's not Brownie, trust me. So I know that's an interesting scenario. How do they find you?
Like you said, we're in the shadows of O'Gorman on 41st Street, just across the street from Billion Hyundai. Our number is 361-8333. If you're interested in having a bag analysis done, please make sure you call and schedule an appointment.
Dave's pick, Project One this week. Matt Kuchar is his A, Luke Donald on the bench. Rory and Jordan Spieth, the start for the Bees. Zach Johnson, Jason Duffner, first time we've called his name. Sergio Garcia is the C, and John Senden on the bench. The defending champion for the week, enjoy it while you can, Paul Doherty. Who are your picks?
For my A players, I have Matt Kuchar and Adam Scott. B players, I have Jim Furyk starting, Jordan Spieth starting, Justin Rose on the bench, Hunter Mahan on the bench. C players, we'll see what J.B. Holmes can do, and I have Pat Perez on the bench.
Nice story with J.B. last week with the brain problem. And my picks, the host of the show, I always go last. I always put him out first. Luke Donald is starting. He likes this course, and nobody has mentioned Henrik Stenson. He's getting a lot of love this week. Don't forget Henrik. On the B-side, Zach Johnson, Justin Rose, Streelman, and Keimer on the bench. And I like Sergio Garcia and the guy with the best stroke average playing, Chris Stroud, which shows up in there. I've done my homework, Doc.
It sounds like it.
He always sounds like that, though.
I got beat by the chiropractor last week. So.
That's because Bill's feeding him
who
leads.
Who doesn't play?
Who doesn't know about golf at all?
Yeah, but we like this golf team. We liked having Kim Kaufman. LPGA finished fourth last week. It's all about golf, and we appreciate what you do. Great life in South Dakota. My time is up. We thank you for yours.